This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, author, speaker, and president of Eagle Forum, a grassroots organization giving voice to conservative and pro-family values. Washington University in St. Louis recently awarded her its highest honor, the honorary degree of Doctor of Humane Letters. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
An Illinois high school teacher was recently disciplined for informing his students that they have a Fifth Amendment right to avoid self-incrimination. The students were asked to take a survey that included obnoxious questions about drug and alcohol use. The survey was not anonymous. Each student's name was printed at the top of his paper. The survey was designed to associate the students' names with their responses so that school officials could determine which students might require therapy or so-called extra help. The teacher who told the students they have Fifth Amendment rights should have been recognized as a hero. Instead, he was punished by the school board. He was assigned a list of probationary actions to complete. Only one school board member opposed the punishment. I think the board's decision was unacceptable. Schools should not punish teachers for informing students about their constitutional rights. The school superintendent had an appalling justification for punishing the teacher. He publicly stated that there was no Fifth Amendment issue at hand, but students were being asked about drug and alcohol use, and for a high school student to admit use of drugs or alcohol is admitting to breaking the law. That's precisely what the Fifth Amendment protects us from doing. School officials should not be punishing those who teach our children about the Bill of Rights. Teachers should understand and respect and teach kids about the U.S. Constitution. The school's attack on the Constitution also encroached on the rights of parents. It is the parents' duty, not the government's, to make sure that children are free from substance abuse. Caring parents should be the ones to help teenagers steer clear of destructive behavior, not government employees. And parents could serve this role if schools would not keep interfering and pretending that the village should raise the child instead of his own parents.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As a parent, are your core values being threatened by the local school district? Do you feel called to protect your own children and be an advocate for your community? At eagleforum.org, enter the blog with Phyllis Schlafly and you'll be informed and equipped to make a difference. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hello, friends. It is Thursday, September 26, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. There you will see the names of every single guest that I've ever had on the program since October 23rd, 2010, as well as links to their websites. You may also see the guests that I have scheduled in the future. Just visit the website and click on the radio schedule button. Please also visit SpingolaSpeaks.info, a site that one of our wonderful, very talented listeners created. Please don't forget that the American Free Press is currently having a gigantic book sale. You can look at their books at AmericanFreePress.net. We will take calls in the second hour when we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Clint Richardson. His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com. He is the producer, director, writer of Lethal Injection, The Story of Vaccination, also Kaffir School, School Districts, and The Lottery, and The Corporation Nation. You may also look at the film, The Corporation Nation, which I believe was his first wonderful, wonderful film, at thecorporationnation.com. Welcome to the program, Clint.
Well, thank you very much. Good to be back.
Yes, it's always wonderful to have you on the program.
With all my bad news.
What? Yeah.
With all my bad news, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's about all we hear on my program. It's really kind of unfortunate, but
well,
at least...
I hope everybody took their pills today, because, you know, we're we've got more.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, you've been investigating us a number of different things. And, it's pretty disturbing. So tell us what you've been looking at.
Well, you know, after my crash course in the Common Core system, which really just shocked the heck out of me, and we did a couple interviews off air on that. We were talking about this food stamp issue.
Indeed.
The SNAP issue. And you know, as I was looking into it, I was thinking, you know, okay, what am I seeing here? I'm seeing the same old sort of, pardon me, seeing the same old thing. I mean, basically, what's reported to us in the news and what we're constantly seeing is the symptoms of a problem. Right? I mean, it's always there's a problem, but the problem is never really looked at. And so when you said you wanted to do a show about this, you know, the first thing I started looking at was all the symptoms, all the things that are happening. And I said, you know what? Forget this. I'm not going to go, and I'm not going to tell people what they already know. Because everybody knows that, what, 48 million people in the United States are on food stamps.
Right, okay. And certainly not all of them warrant being on food stamps, and so there's a lot of corruption in the system.
Right, well, and you can spread that again. Everybody knows, and this is what really floors me, is everybody knows that the system is completely corrupt. Everybody knows. Even if you're one of these people who have perma-smile and do not want to care to talk about it, you don't want to mix politics and religion at dinner, you know that there is not just corruption, but absolute corruption in government. Government no longer is even a government. It is basically just an organized criminal outlet. People know this. So there's really no use, I don't think, in us going over what anybody can find on the internet, what anybody can find in the news, which is, yes, 48 million people now are on food stamps, all right? Government is the one that is funding that. And we like to say, oh, that's coming out of our pockets, our taxpayer money. But what I want to remind people again about is that that's not your money, okay? Most important here is that this money that we're talking about, when you're talking about taxpayer money, when you're talking about the dollar, it is not your money, period, end of story. Now, you have the privilege of being a user of that money. Just like if you go and buy a Monopoly game, you have the privilege of using that board and that limited amount of money that comes with that. But when you're talking about the dollar, that is government copyrighted and owned script. It cannot be, you know, people who've tried to create a new form of currency have gone to jail. That's because we live in a fascist society.
Or how about a communist society?
Well, what did, you know, Lenin said that, it was very clear, and he very simply, that fascism is, if I remember the...
I think it was Mussolini, wasn't it?
Well, but specifically Lenin actually said that...
Okay,
he said socialism is merely state capitalist monopoly. Socialism is merely a state capitalist monopoly. So if you think about what food stamps are... It's socialism. No different than medical, no different than any other benefit that you would receive from government. That's what food stamps actually are. I mean, let's face it. Fascism, socialism, and all of these, they're all just different words for the same thing, which is, of course, communism.
Right.
The difference here is that in America, we have a form of communism that somehow escapes the minds of the people. And that's what's brilliant about it. And that's why every other government around the world has switched to democracy. That is why America is spreading its democracy. In other words, it's spreading the enslavement of the people to corporations. Why is it doing that? Because it owns the corporations. Now, how does this apply to food stamps? Well, let's take the companies. For instance, let's take one of the big companies that accepts food stamps and promotes it heavily is 7-Eleven. Well, what is 7-Eleven? 7-Eleven is actually a foreign corporation. People probably don't know that. 7-Eleven is actually a corporation out of Japan called 7-Eleven. It's actually spelled out as 7-Eleven, and it is surprisingly a conglomerate corporation owns that called 7&I, literally the number 7 and the and symbol and I, Japan. Okay, but just because it's a Japanese corporation does not mean it's not a corporation that is heavily invested in other words, the stock from America. All right, so while all these people are spending food stamps in a store like 7-Eleven, Walmart, all of these different convenience stores, Kroger, Safeway, and we're going to talk about all of these, You have to understand. You have to put the pieces together to understand that in a fascist, communist, socialist society, remember, state-owned capitalism, state-owned corporations, that's what fascism and socialism and everything else is. You have to understand that, well, let's just say, for instance, that you and I, Deanna, we have a corporation, okay? It's called the Clint Deanna Corporation. Well, we'll say the Deanna Clint Corporation. How about that?
Okay.
Oh, and the music. I hear the music.
All right. We'll be right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Clint Richardson. His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com, and you were talking about Snap in general, but 7-Eleven owned by the Japanese? Yikes.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a Japanese corporation, but ownership, again, depends on who owns the stock. Remember that. Remember that above all else.
Sure.
And when we look at who owns the stock, you'll see that it's mostly institutional investors which is always pension funds, government, and, of course, government investment into mutual funds. Unfortunately, the way government hides its ownership in all of these corporations is through the mutual fund investments, through other types of investments like corporate bonds. Now, I've been harping this for a long time, but I really want to make this clear today because, again, let's just say, Deanna, that you and me, we start a corporation. Let's say we're going to decide where's the money at. Let's see. In the public sector money, there's a lot of money in the medical industry. So let's start a medical corporation. Now, we're not going to start this corporation because we want to heal people. That's not what you do in the medical field. The medical field is an absolutely for-profit business at this point, even though hospitals are supposed to be non-profit. But no, we are going to start a completely for-profit business. Now, we're going to stay away from curing people because that's not going to make us money. Okay, we're going to look into ways that we can get public funds into our business because that's where the money's at. Who creates the money? Of course, the public. The banks and the government create through the Federal Reserve System. That's how money is created. So, what are we going to look for? Well, we're going to say, well, we want Medicare, Medicaid, we want private insurance, we want all of these things. Of course, the main holder of insurance stock is also going to be government. All right, so we start our company, and we try to figure out which types of things we can do, like healing feet or healing kidneys or healing, you know, symptom relief here, symptom relief there. And we decide, well, pharmaceuticals is probably the best. So we want to be able to hire basically these nurses that can write prescriptions so we don't have to pay a doctor. And we streamline the whole thing to where it's basically a cash-in, cash-out. Someone walks in. We pretend that we care about them, and we send them away with some prescription drug to cure a symptom instead of cure the disease, right? That's this is basically the way the medical field works. I think everybody that's listening on your show would understand what I'm talking about here. So we have just built a business primarily to subsume and utilize public funds because what is Medicare? What is Medicaid? What are these insurance companies? They're all funds that are coming from the public. So there you go. You've just created a business strictly geared towards acquiring public funds. And that's basically acquiring debt, if you will. Well, what is food stamps? All right. If I'm 7-Eleven, or if I'm Kroger, or if I'm Safeway, or if I'm any of these types of businesses, especially the junk food industry, what am I going to do? I'm going to specifically gear my advertising to low-income people who get food stamps. Because what are food stamps? It's no different than Medicare or Medicaid. It's a socialized program to give debt to the people, to create money out of thin air. Appropriations, that's what they call it. Of course, any appropriation is generally a way to create money, which means the money hasn't come into government yet. It's debt. And that money goes out in the form of billions of dollars in food stamps. Well, again, now, Deanna, we've just created our company. Let's say we created a convenience store instead. And our primary goal is convenience, is to get these people to come to our store instead of going to a major food store where they have to walk down all these aisles. They can just come in here, they can get what they're addicted to, which is their Coke and their Pepsi products, their Frito-Lay, their Nestle, all these things, all in one place, so they can just junk out. All right? That's what we've created. We haven't created something that's going to benefit people. We haven't created something that's going to help people. We've created something strictly to get public funds. In this case, that's food stamps. Okay? Now, what we've done, though, is, of course, we've franchised into something called 7-Eleven or Circle K. Who's the owner of these franchises? Who's the main shareholder of these things? All we are franchises. We don't really have stock in the corporation. We have to follow a set of rules that's laid out by the shareholders, or in this case, the board of directors for which the shareholders votes for. And the shareholders, or the board of directors, then, of course, is the one that elects the CEO. So, again, if government is the owner of all the stock in a major way to where it can organize and create the governance, the corporate governance of these corporations. In other words, it can vote for mergers and acquisitions through the board of directors. It can vote for who the board of directors is going to hire and fire for CEO. And it can vote for pay raises. It can vote for all of these things. It can vote for firing 2 or 3 million people from the corporations because it's the main shareholder. And, of course, the board of directors is strictly there to ensure that the shareholder gains a dividend, a profit, a gain on their shares. All right, so you see how this is all coming around. Now, if I'm government, what am I going to do? I'm going to, because I want, you know, I'm going to create billions of dollars to go into my economy. In other words, an economy that supports my shareholder activity. I'm going to create a system, and I'm going to put it into a socialist function that seems like a good thing because it's feeding people. And I'm going to say, all right, you can only spend this money at certain outlets. You can't buy certain things. You can, here's $750 a month for you to buy food, anywhere from 100 to 1,000, basically, depending on what state you live in. So what I've just done is I've given to over 48 million people an allowance of taxpayer money. Now, when I say taxpayer money, again, I mean government money. Government, the dollar is nothing but a tool to acquire wealth for government. That's all it is. Okay? Every dollar that you earn goes back to government way over 100% in taxation, which, of course, goes back to the Federal Reserve System. Every dollar that enters into circulation will come back to government in the form of taxation. It's very important because that means every dollar that's printed is really just a dollar for government plus all the interest plus all everything else. So what you've created is, again, what Lenin referred to as state capitalist monopoly. Government has a monopoly on all of these corporations. It is literally the owner of the corporation. Now, there are exceptions. One of those exceptions, which I still haven't figured out, is the Walmart Corporation, where the Walmart family, the Wharton family, still has the controlling stock in that corporation. I don't know how that happened, how it got so big that way, but there's something there I haven't figured out yet. But if I look at other companies, like let's take the Safeway Corporation. Safeway Corporation, when I look into the CalPERS stock portfolio, for instance, which is the largest pension fund in the United States and California, I see that Safeway stock, just held by that one pension fund, is 1.3 million shares at a market value of $24.5 million.
A break. We will be back in about 4 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Clint Richardson. His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com. And you'd mentioned a few stores before we went to the break. And so, please continue.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was just talking about Safeway. There's, you know, just to give you an example of how this works, you look up Safeway in just the CalPERS annual investment report, and I send you a copy of that. You might want to post that, just because I think one of the greatest learning tools in this life is to just look at one report like this. When you see that a government pension fund, which again, I'm going to stress, does not equate to the people. Okay, this is all of the funds that taxpayers are forced to pay into the funds. All the money that gets paid into these pension funds basically goes right back out to pay benefits. All of the other funding of these pension funds, of course, as we've seen in the news, comes from taxpayers. In other words, it comes from government contributions. Well, what is government but taxpayer money? So when we're looking at these funds, these are the funds or the investments that are paid for because we all contribute. Every single one of us who pay any kind of taxes contribute to the pension fund system. both in the state and federally. In the federal government, it was over $1 trillion that was contributed to the federal pension funds just from taxpayer money, okay? Not employees, not anything else. This is from taxpayer contributions, not the employees. So we have to understand that we are all paying for these pension funds, and pension funds are not designed to give benefits. They are designed to be massive, massive power bases, massive investment funds for government. They do not belong to the people. This is so important to understand. Yes, they offer benefits, just like anything else in government offers benefits. How about the Social Security Fund? Over, about $3 trillion, $4 trillion in investments, all to pay for the so-called benefits that are paid out, right? So it's a massive, massive investment fund strategy, and it is a worldwide thing. The largest owners of any stock in the world will be collectively the pension fund system. This is not unknown. This is not a shocker. Any corporation knows this. All right? So when I look and I look at the major holders, the shareholders of companies like Safeway and Kroger, where all these food stamps are being given to, I see that Safeway, where this one pension fund called CalPERS in California has 1.3 million shares of ownership stock in that company for $24.5 million market value. Okay, I see that Safeway. When I look at the financial aspect of Safeway, I see that it is 100% owned by what is called institutional investors. When you're talking about an institutional investor, you're talking about just three things basically. You're talking about corporations owning it. What does that mean? That means government, in the form of pension funds and all of its other investments. That means mutual funds. And, of course, government is the main investor in mutual funds. That's very important to understand. And then, of course, private entities, private corporations like Cerebras and that type of thing, which, again, all using and utilizing public funds to basically acquire all of these things. So when we're, this is why I say, we have to acknowledge, we all have to acknowledge, not that we live in a socialist economy, which we do, not that we live in a fascist, even though we do. We are in a communist country. We have a government that is the economy, that is the owner of corporations. Once you have any, even the slightest bit of government ownership in corporations, you no longer have a government that protects the people from corporations. You have a government that protects corporations from people. Okay? Government is a corporation. So important. That's why they call it a municipal corporation. That's what Washington, D.C. is. It's a municipal corporation, a district. So, you know, I don't know how to get this, you know, after all these years of trying to put this forward, I don't know how to get this through people's heads. The food stamp phenomenon is strictly a way for government to rape all of the people at once by creating a debt, a taxpayer debt, giving that money back into the economy to a certain class, a lower class of people, who will then spend that money into its government-owned corporations. All that can do is benefit the shareholder of those corporations. I mean, it's not a difficult thing to understand. What it is a very difficult thing for people to admit, because we all want to live our lives thinking that we still live in 1776. We all want to believe that we have some America that existed 200 years ago. We don't have that. That is long gone. We live in a worldwide economy that is literally completely owned, as far as majority shares, is completely owned by the government that regulates it. So, again, a food stamp, whatever issues there are with food stamps, it is almost a non-issue, because all food stamps are is just one more way for government to use a tool, a monetary tool, to extract even more wealth from the people. Okay, that money is government's money. It's putting it out there for people to utilize, and it's coming right back into government through its corporate structure. Okay, this is why corporations aren't paying taxes. Okay, why do you think General Electric got a $3 billion tax break in 2010 and ended up paying absolutely zero federal taxes? Why? Who's the owner of General Electric? Institutional funds, government, pension funds, mutual funds. This is how the economy is set up.
What a racket. Oh, my goodness.
Well, it's a racket. I mean, that's, again, what is government?
Organized crime.
When I say, what is government? Organized crime. What do I mean? That means that the lawmakers are immune from their own laws. That's what the word sovereignty actually means. People aren't going to like to hear this. But anybody who claims sovereignty is actually immune from the law. Someone who's sovereign rules over other people. So you don't really want to be a sovereign if you want to be an honorable man. Sovereignty literally means a complete irresponsibility from law. Okay, that's what government is. That is what organized crime is. And let's not forget the etymology of government. Govern. What is govern? What is to govern? That's from Latin, to which is gouverner, something like that, which is which means to control. When you add ment to government, you have mind, mentis, menti. What is government then? It's mind control. Okay, that's what government is. So, the other reason I'm so blunt today is because, you know, I'm realizing we are at the end of any possible resistance against this. We're the last stand. We're the only people that really have a chance to actually teach our younger generations. And now that I understand this core curriculum, this common core curriculum, I can see that there is not going to be what we are doing today. This is not going to be available to the people. There's not going to be a structure in place that's going to allow me to speak like I'm speaking today.
Right.
Okay. This may be shocking. This may be, some people probably already know this. This has to be said. All right. And that's why I say you should post this for everybody to see, because one of the greatest lessons you will ever learn is to see this CalPERS pension fund investment report right for your own eyes, where you can go to any corporation, alphabetical order, and you can find it, and you can find massive investments in that corporation.
Exactly. All righty. We are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you,
If you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Clint Richardson. His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com. And, okay, let me just mention something about Safeway that you mentioned earlier. Somebody mentioned in the chat room that Safeway was purchased and Safeway bought and ruined a very nice family-owned grocery store named Dominic's Finer Foods in the Chicago area. And that was just a few years ago. And I remember that. They came in and bought Dominic's. Dominic's was a fabulous, fabulous store. The produce, everything, it was just wonderful. They came in and pretty much destroyed it. And recently somebody came in and took over the Jewel. I'm not sure which company did that, but they have just made so many drastic changes. And I think people all over will recognize that many of the products that people used to buy, used to find, readily find in the supermarket, are no longer available. Basic items. The selection has gotten a lot worse.
Well, and this is very important because remember, this is not just a corporation that is doing this. This is a this is a phenomena that's happening throughout all industries. How do you create a monopoly without creating a monopoly? You do it through corporations. You see, a government cannot have a monopoly. What it can have is the stock investment in corporations that do have monopolies. And if government is regulating what a monopoly is, if government is getting rid of these bills that define what a trust and antitrust and all that stuff is, and it's altering that to the point where, you know, when Bank of America, let's say, assumes Merrill Lynch, oh, well, that's okay. Well, next, Bank of America is going to do this. Albertsons is doing the same thing. Albertsons is actually a company owned now by Cerebras Management, which is the same company that's been buying up all the gun companies. Okay, that was a story a while back. All the gun companies, from Remington to, you know, all the popular ones, they've all been, of course, being purchased by this holding company, this capital investment company. Of course, it's one of the famous Jews. I can't remember who's running that. But it's very concerning, because how do you control guns? Well, the Second Amendment says you can't. But if you control all the gun corporations, suddenly you have an opportunity to stop the gun corporations from making certain guns. You see, government is constantly creating private associations to get around their own monopoly laws. Now, we talked about this a little bit, where the National Governors Association is an organization that meets in Washington, D.C. What is it? It's all 50 state governors. They leave their states, they go into Washington, D.C., where it's a sanctuary state, basically. They create such things as Common Core, which, by the way, government has the monopoly on Common Core. They literally have the copyright and own Common Core standards, the National Governors Association. The governors then go back to their prospective 50 states and lobby themselves through their National Governors Association. So they create something, and this way the federal government can say, hey, we didn't do it. The states are voluntarily accepting Common Core standards. The states are voluntarily accepting food stamps. The states are voluntarily doing all of these things. That's because every single aspect of government has a private association. It meets in Washington, D.C. It lobbies itself, goes back to their states, and passes what they call these model legislations. Okay? That's what we have. That is the monopoly. How do you escape your own laws? How do you get around your own monopoly and trust laws? You create private associations. That is who governs us today. All that the legislature does, all that the governor does, all that your Senate and Congress does is rubber stamp what comes out of the private associations. Who are the private associations? The same people who are rubber stamping what is created in their own private associations. This is why we have what's called uniform acts or uniform laws. If you just go to Wikipedia, type in uniform acts, you'll find a listing of about 118 uniform acts. That includes uniform commercial code. That includes all of the child protective services codes. It's everything. All of those are created through these private associations outside of government, non-governmental private associations that our politicians are all members of. And then they go back and they pass those in their state. And they are uniform because they're created in one place. Okay, we don't have government. We have organized crime posing as government. That is what I'm trying to get across to people, and that's why all of this is being allowed. And again, going back to food stamps, that's why food stamps are such a great profitable tool for government, because they know that if these people aren't buying food, then their stock held investment-held corporations aren't going to do very well. They know that if people aren't working, they're going to need unemployment, another social function. Might as well call it food stamps. Unemployment. How are people going to spend money on government investment-held corporations if they don't have money? If they don't have government money, the tool of government to spend back into government? Okay, we live in a fascist, socialist, communist society, and we don't have the wherewithal to put the pieces together because most of us are working at least 8 hours a day, if not three jobs.
Right. Okay. Let me just share something that that Joe sent via email. He says fascism and national socialism are nationalistic. Hitler or Mussolini would never have allowed Mercedes-Benz or Fiat to move their factories to China to undercut their country's laborers. Likewise, these companies would think nationally and never consider undercutting their countrymen. I believe this is what Mussolini meant. Government and business work together for the nation. That is why the commies have to destroy nations and nationalism. Today, in the Soviet states of America, the General Motors Corp, with no national allegiance to the American people, who made it successful, have no qualms about moving to China where cheap labor costs are not passed on to the consumer. And the criminal government corporation willingly assists GM at the expense of the taxpayers with tax breaks, subsidies, and bailouts. Here, government and business work together at the expense of the nation. And then he said, then he asked, isn't that what World War II was really about? It was about nationalism versus globalism. What are your thoughts?
You pay a 10% tax on donuts. We went to the so-called Revolutionary War because of a 2% tax on foodstuffs. Okay, what do you want? I mean, why are we so complacent in just that aspect alone? I mean, what? See, the confusion here is that everybody's afraid of a globalist society. Everybody's afraid of globalism. Everybody's afraid. What nobody realizes is that it's already a globalist society. What do you think
exactly.
What do you think the wars are? What do you think it means for us to be opening all these corporations in China? Okay, now again, I sent you, and I really want people to look at this. If you want to find it, you can just do a Google search, a simple Google search, or Yahoo's what I use, for CalPERS annual investment report. It'll be the first or second link, and you'll get all the annual investment reports, which is a complete listing of stock. It is separated alphabetically, and it is separated domestically and internationally. Okay, go to the international section, which is after the domestic section, and you will see that every company in China, every company in Mexico, every company in Russia, every company in the world is a investment-held corporation of the U.S. government through its pension system. And, of course, this is just one example of how government does investments. You can also go and you can see all of the investments in corporate bonds and in companies like Vanguard, which is usually the main shareholder of corporations.
Interesting. All right, we are going to our top of the hour break. We will be right back at 6 minutes after the hour.
John's